Hello, guys. Welcome to a podcast about Jeff Bezos and how he started up his amazing, famous company called Amazon and how he became one of the richest, if not the richest man in the world with a net worth of $131.1 billion. So, Jeff Bezos was born on January 12, 1964 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to his teenage mother, Jacqueline G. Jorgensen, and to his biological father, Ted Jorgensen. Ted Jorgensen was a circus performer who had met Bezos' mom, and they had a kid. Eventually, the Jorgensens were married for less than a year, and they split. He went back to the circus, and then when Bezos was 4 years old, his mother remarried Mike Bezos, a Cuban immigrant, who has now been Jeff Bezos' father figure and everything through life. So that's his dad, if that's what he considers him as. And Bezos, at a young age, has had an early love for computers and studied computer science and electrical engineering. He went to Princeton University. Bezos showed early interest in how things work. So turning his parents' garage into a laboratory and rigging electrical contraptions around his house as a child. After graduation, he worked on Wall Street. And in 1990, he became the youngest senior president at the investment firm D.E. Shaw. And then 4 years after that, Bezos decided to quit his lucrative job to open his new company that you all might know him as, Amazon. So Amazon started off as a bookstore. That was his main intent, to get people books from online. So if they go to stores that don't have certain things, he could get them anything around the world. And Amazon started in his garage with a couple employees, just packaging their own packages and shipping them out and everything. Eventually, it got interest, and it could have actually been wiped out by Barnes & Noble, because they opened their own website too. And it was like their biggest competitor. But Bezos' thing is to not worry about competitors, but to worry about customers and how their satisfaction and everything. So he kept working out of the garage. And eventually, in 1994, Amazon went public. Amazon, the way Jeff Bezos started it, is considered to be one of the internet's biggest success stories, because the way he went from basically nothing, working with his grandpa and everything, to starting a bookstore, to making this something as big as Amazon. In 2013, Bezos purchased the Washington Post, and in 2017, Amazon acquired Whole Foods. And both of these were big, big, big things for Bezos, because not only did he get the Washington Post, which he controls everything that goes on media and everything, but he also acquired Whole Foods, which started a brand new thing, which was internet shopping, which is when you can order food and it's delivered for you instead of just going to a grocery store. It makes it easier for people who get really busy schedules and etc., which he brought a brand new thing to everybody, which brought him good success because of it. So Bezos opened Amazon by naming it after the South American River on July 16th, 1995. After asking 300 friends to beta test the site in the months leading up to the launch, and a few employees began developing software with Bezos in his garage. Bezos said that his grandfather was the one who had made a huge impact as a child by telling him his most famous quote that he follows everything with in life: "It's harder to be kind than clever." And Bezos uses this quote for everything he ever does in life. And it's something that has helped him build on Amazon and everything he has done throughout his career. Bezos has always kept the same mentality through everything, and he thanks his grandfather for telling him that great quote, because he's always been an inspiration to him, working on the farm and always building everything, which led him to leave his job as VP at a great firm to start Amazon and become one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, men in the world, with a net worth of $131.1 billion. And Amazon now is the second U.S. company to hit $1 trillion in worth. It has recently fell down a little bit to like the $990 billions. But even though it's still, other than Apple, the second company to hit $1 trillion, and it still goes up every day, keep going up, it has been doing well. And this is the story of Jeff Bezos and how he started Amazon. Thank you all for listening.